I'm going to talk about a TV program called Judge Judy, which simulates a small claims court, but everything's very cut down because it's made entirely for television, although the rulings are final and they are cases that would otherwise have gone to a New York small claims court. And the case in question was a young 12-year-old boy who'd had his mobile phone pinched. And the girl in the dock, the plaintiff, I suppose she would be, is a 17-year-old girl who had picked it up off the counter of her house. She said her father brought it home one day, saying he had found it. She proceeded to use the phone for 1 month, racking up $438 worth of call charges. Goodness knows how she managed to use so many minutes, or maybe she was phoning foreign countries or chat lines, premium numbers, that sort of thing. I don't know. But she racked up $438 worth of charges, which of course the contract owner, namely the 12-year-old boy, was duly billed for. And the whole thing shook down and of course ended up in court. There's nothing particularly remarkable in that, but perhaps what is remarkable is that under questioning from Judge Judy, the 17-year-old girl was adamant that she had done nothing wrong. It was a windfall. It was her good fortune. The boy should have been more careful. And her most comical defense of all was she thought they were prepaid minutes, and so she wasn't using somebody's contract. As if stealing prepaid minutes was somehow better than stealing contract minutes. In short, the girl had no real concept of what was right and what was wrong. Her parents had obviously brought her up, leaving those grey areas bigger than we would like to think parents would. Obviously, people know that killing is wrong. You know, there's kind of certain ones that are fairly easy to get. But how far do you extend those grey areas out? Too far. I'm not a particularly moralistic person, but for her to genuinely believe she had done nothing wrong, to me, I think is very, very sad indeed. And I do hope we're not dealing with a whole generation, or maybe two generations or more, that have lost the understanding of what's right or wrong. That would be a tragedy.